So our members are composed of industry, but also financial. So we have bank members, and we have the power companies, but also heavy industry, energy intensive industry. And so our position is a bit mixed. We have, on the one side, a strong support from the financial sector to set aside because they consider the price to be very low at the moment, too low to incentivize investments. And on the other side, the industrial sector that says, well, today is for us yesterday, and tomorrow is in 10 years. And so if you want to do anything, revise the cap rather than revising and taking away from the market and a certain amount of allowances that would at one point have to be put into the market, back into the market. Our position on it is now to say, well, if you are considering any change in the system, do it in the long term. Tell us what will happen in the future. Tell us the next steps over decades, not just a few years. And then if you cannot wait, and if the impact on today's price is perceived to be insufficient, then remove a certain amount of allowances if you deem it necessary, but only do so in a transparent, objective, and predictable manner, and tell us what will happen with these allowances at the end of the day. That's our position.
How do your members, who are energy companies, look at the set-aside?
So, as a power sector company, you use the carbon price as an indicator. It is part of your investment decision. So if you want to, for instance, invest into renewable energy, you look at the carbon price as one of many indicators. Of course, national subsidies play a role as well. If you, in the short term, consider switching in the way you produce energy from coal to gas, which is less carbon intensive, you also look at the carbon price. At the current time, the carbon price is too low, given certain relative price factors of coal and gas, to incentivize this fuel switching, which would effectively reduce emissions. There is also a problem with capacity because we might not have enough gas installed capacity to produce lower emission power. So from that angle, power companies look at this. They look at the long-term trend, which is, in their view, mostly less emissions and more policy to regulate emissions. And they say, well, we would like to see a higher carbon price on the one side because we have made our investments on that basis, and at the current time our investments seem to be not profitable anymore. And at the same time, we would like to see a higher carbon price because at the end of the day, we need to move into that direction that is predicted by policymakers, and we like to have a carbon price rather than having strict standards and regulations which will cost us much more. A power sector company, you have to see this way, they face a carbon price, they face a cost of producing power, they pass on this cost to the final customer, at least in a liberalized power market. And if they pass it on to the customer will face the carbon price at the end of the day. So for a carbon, for power company, they care about, say, a certain predictable investment environment. So some companies were very strongly opposed to this option of a set-aside because it's perceived like a policy intervention. They would rather see a revision of the cap, of the trajectory where we are going, to give them an investment signal today. This is now perceived to be less and less likely because it would require a full revision of the legal framework and be very difficult to achieve in the next 2 to 3 years. So some power companies have become more aggressive in their demands and have said, we need something today to support the price, otherwise the EU ETS is dead. And that's the quote of the CEO of E.ON, a German power producer, who has said that in a European policy context in Brussels just a few weeks ago.